Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine, by the way. My oldest daughter, her name's Cynthia, but we call her Cindy Lou for short. So it's nice to meet you. I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and she does such an amazing job, you know, explaining the outline of her program. However, I did want to go over pricing and details with you and really wanted to make sure that this would be a good fit for your business. I know that's the most important, right? And
yes.
So I know your husband's out on a job. So, you know, I mean, you could try to call him. If he doesn't answer, I know why. So just an FYI, okay? Okay, so let's take a look here. So 2 years in business. From Quinlan, where you guys are based out of, you're keeping it within a 50-mile radius. And then, now Tara mentioned, so this is for both residential and commercial, Cindy, or do you guys have a preference?
It's just residential.
Just residential. Okay. And then, now she didn't notate that you guys have a website. I'm assuming you don't. I'm not missing it, right?
No, we do not have a website.
Oh, I hear the little one. Okay, no worries. Okay. What about Facebook, though? Do you guys ever go on Facebook at all?
I mean, we have not put our business out on Facebook yet.
Okay. But, I mean, you and every now and then use Facebook yourself, I would say?
Oh, yeah. We both use Facebook. I use Facebook all the time. That's how I keep in contact with my family back home.
You know what? It's so funny you say that. That's how my mom's been able to find, like, distant relatives that she hasn't seen in years. Okay. Now, I also did a quick search for the company by name, and I saw a couple little directories that I found you listed on. In fact, I think one of them here that I found is Yelp. I believe there's also Yellow Pages. There also appeared to be Angie's, used to be called Home Advisor. And I saw that you have really good 5-star reviews on there. But is there, what's going on with Angie's? I guess Tara kind of notated not too good or what's been happening.
Well, what it is we didn't realize when we signed up for it. It's not the type of advertisement that we were actually looking for. Like, I mean, we like the advertisement part of it, but the leads part of it, it's like I have to go on there and always put our leads on hold because they send us leads and we have to pay for them whether we get the job or not. And it's between $65 and $100 a lead.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's just, yeah. And
yeah.
We didn't realize that was something. We just thought it was like an advertisement thing, kind of like Yelp type thing. We didn't realize that, and we knew they were going to give us leads, but we didn't realize that
they were charging you for every single one individually.
Yeah, well,
and at different rates.
When they did tell us that they were going to charge, they told us it would be between $10 and $20 a lead, which that's fine, you know, considering we don't know if we're going to get they might send us a lead and we don't know if we're going to get the job or not. Because, like, there's been several occasions where we've called and, well, you know, it's the middle of summer out here in Texas and we're slammed. And so, you know, they send us a lead and we call the customer and put them on as soon as, you know, tell them, okay, we can get out there the next day. But we're not the only contractor they're sending the lead to. So then other ones would call them and say, oh, well, we can get out there probably the next day, but an earlier time. Then we can get out there.
Oh,
and purchase
yeah.
Off. They want to be out there. Even if it's just 2-hour difference in the time, they still want you out there. It's quicker. So
exactly.
And then the leads ended up being, we've had some that were $65, because I guess it depends on whatever they put in on when they're searching, whatever they put in is wrong with the.
Right.
It would determine what you're going to get charged. So there's, you know, we're getting charged $100 for a lead that we didn't even get the job for. And that's just,
wow.
That's just not right.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, let's try to see if we can make this as comfortable as possible for you. One thing I will tell you this, what we do is complete opposite, Cindy. When we're talking about the first page placement on Google, I mean, these are going to be actual live calls coming directly to you, okay? And these are people who are in need of your services. The beauty of it, okay, is that this program is not geared whatsoever to overwhelm you or inundate you. This program is created to provide you a steady flow of quality type of clients. And because it's provided to you at a fixed flat rate, Okay, you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. It allows you to cherry pick the jobs that you want to take without having that cost per call. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So what I would recommend for you guys is our Platinum package, okay? Because our Platinum package is going to include both Google and Facebook marketing. And so the way that we do things here, like I mentioned, we'll set it at a fixed flat rate. It's month to month. There's no contracts. And we do prefer to earn your business month in and month out. I know you've had some bad experiences, and I know that that's why Tara was asking for a special type of credit to be applied for you guys. So I'm going to apply this credit here for you with kind of having some bad experiences. It's just called like... we don't call it the bad experience credit. We call it more, it's kind of a credit that'll help with at least giving, kind of to offset the cost of what you've spent, you know, and not getting that on return with others. Okay. So
okay.
The flat monthly rate that you would be looking at is $249 a month. It comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's just to cover your programming. Okay. So it would make that initial investment to get started today $348, but every month after that, Cindy, you would only be paying $249 a month with no contracts. There's no taxes or hidden charges, okay? Now, what this would include is the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We are going to build you a business Facebook page, and we're going to be running Facebook ads. Those Facebook ads are going to appear, will actually retarget someone who's done a search on Google for your services. And even if they didn't call you, but they went on Facebook and they're just looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would actually see your ad appear, both on their desktop and on their mobile device. So this, in fact, will help you reach more new potential clients, and we can run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And it'll be a click-to-call ad, so when they click on it, they would actually be calling you directly. And I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen really great results with those Facebook ads. Okay? Now,
okay.
I'm also going to do the directory submission. So the popular directories that we get you listed on, okay, are what we consider Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. Okay, so you'll be listed on those. We're also going to create a website for you. I'm going to include one. Okay, Cindy, we're going to build you a website. We're going to host it and maintain it. We can add videos, pictures. We can create you even a business logo if you need one. Now, that website's going to be attached where we're promoting your company. It's going to also have automatic SEO settings, which is, well, going to help you with your ranking. Okay? And then we're going to include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and give you that exposure on mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Pretty much, this package is covering all of your bases. And it's a flat rate monthly. Okay?
Okay.
What are your thoughts? I mean, what do you think about it?
We are very interested. I know it's something that has been talked about, and we're interested in it. Unfortunately, right now the season has died down some, so I have to really talk to him about the $240 a month.
Okay.
Before I make a decision.
If there is anything that you would say would hold you back, would it be the monthly cost or the initial investment? I ask because I want to see if there's anywhere else that I could help you.
It would probably be the monthly cost right now. Just because it's, right now we're in Texas, and right now it's like,
yeah.
Between now and January, it's going to be very slow for us.
right. So in the meantime, so you guys just strictly work on AC. You don't do any type of heating or anything?
No, we do heating as well, but it's,
okay.
If this winter is anything like the last two winters that we've had, we've had 85 degrees all the way up to Christmas.
I hear you. We had that a couple years back in California too. But this last winter, I'll tell you, we actually had a winter, and Californians don't know how to drive in rain. I'll tell you that much. Okay.
That's where I'm from, California. So.
I hear you, honey. Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you want to try to give him a call to see if he answers, just to kind of get his feedback? If there's anything I can do to help you, even to help you guys a little bit more, I can completely waive the setup fee. So the only thing is that you would only be paying $249 to get it started, and then it's $249 every month after that. I don't know if that's going to help you any, okay? But I at least want to do that for you guys to kind of, I mean, $99 to me sometimes can go a long ways, especially you don't even want to know. That's not even close to what I pay to fill up my Ford, okay? My Ford SUV. You'd probably have a heart attack if I tell you what I pay just to fill my gas tank.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him on the line, and maybe you can just discuss this with him as well. He's on the line, and we can go from there.
Okay, I'll hold. No worries. Okay, Annie.
Okay, Mike,
Hello?
You're on the line.
Hello? How you doing?
Hi. I'm good, Mike. How are you? My name is Nadine. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going great. She told me something about a $20 first page advertisement.
No, it's a...
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I was like, are you serious? Where? Because I'm about to sign up, and I don't even have a business. And he's like, no, I didn't say that. It's okay. Hey, that's a good way to break the ice, right? So, Mike, my name's Nadine. I was talking to Cindy about one of our packages, our platinum package that I highly recommend for you guys. That would be the best one to start with. And it's because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Originally, I had told her, you know, it's a $249 monthly charge, flat rate. You're not being charged per call, per job, or per click, and that it would come with a $99 one-time setup fee. But after kind of, you know, looking over everything, and I know the situation's been kind of tough, you know, with paying per leads and stuff like that, what I'm doing is I'm able to at least waive the setup fee. So if you guys were to move forward today, it would be $249 to get it started, $249 every month after, again, with no contracts. But what this would include...
Okay, and it's not like how many people click? It's not like
no.
More money?
No, no click fees, nothing like that. What it's going to be is a true flat rate. So whether you got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, you land a job for $10,000, I mean, we're not charging you even a percentage. It's always going to be $249, okay? Now, what it's going to include...
How do we know you work for Google?
We don't work for Google. We are a Google channel partner. So first and foremost, our company is called Local Splash. Google will never call you. They'll never call the general public. Anyone who tells you they're Google or anyone who tells you they work for Google, their pants are on fire. Google only works directly with corporations like Target, Walmart, Macy's, Nike. Now, there's Google Channel Partners. In fact, I believe we're one out of about 25 in the United States that assist businesses like yourself with placement on Google. And, of course, there's others that are not channel partners. Just to kind of clarify what a channel partner is, what that means is that we've met Google's requirements to combine our services with their advertising. So our technicians have to be highly trained, certified. We've had to demonstrate ad skills, net spend. And then once we meet the requirements, Google says, okay, now you can go ahead and combine your services with our advertising. So when we have issues or we kind of get the heads up, when Google's making changes, because we have a specific rep that's assigned to our company. Okay.
Can you give me 1 second real quick?
I'm
good with the whole thing.
Course.
Go ahead and do it, the 245 or whatever like that, but I don't want it to hit advertising. I mean, when's it going to hit the internet, the advertising? Like next week, the week after?
No. Let me tell you the timeline real quick. Okay. So the PIN verification is going to happen within 6 to 10 days. You'll get that in the mail. It's a postcard from Google. With the verification code. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? Within 7 to 14 days, your website will be completed. Your Facebook ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. Now, 5 to 7 days, You'll be listed in the directories. You're going to have your login credentials to track your results, and your Facebook business page will already be created. As far as the first page placement on Google, it states in our terms and conditions that we'll send you in writing that it'll happen within 30 to 45 days. That is our promise, Mike. Okay? Now, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. 30 to 45 days for the first page placement on Google.
Before anybody can, you know, get on their phone and say, air conditioning contractor in my area.
Right.
Or something, you know,
Correct. Correct. Because of the fact that we're waiting 6 to 10 days for that PIN code, right? In the meantime, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls, you know, and having that online presence is why we're able to do the website, the Facebook ads, everything else a lot sooner. So even if someone's performing a search on Google and they're not seeing you there, but they go to Facebook and they're just looking through their pictures or stories, your ad is going to pop up. So they'll be able to see your Facebook ad. It's going to be retargeting them as having an interest in your service. So when they click on that Facebook ad, they're going to still be calling you directly. So that's why we're able to get all that other stuff up and running, because Google is going to take a little bit. I want to be transparent with you. That's going to be 30 to 45, okay? But in the meantime, that's why...
Just to, like, to call Google Ads or something, or...
Well, if you can do Google Ads, but here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? Google Ads, one, is more expensive, and if you do Google Ads on your own, they are going to charge you per click. If you're not sure on how to run those ads, you're going to incur a lot of click fees and no results. And honestly, if you compare, because we do Google Ads too, but when you compare Google Ads conversion rate across all industries is 4%, average $10 per click. When you compare it to Facebook ads are 9% conversion rate, which is double the conversion rate, average 50 cents per click. This is across all industries. That's why I'm leaning more towards this package for you, because with Google and Facebook, those are the best of both worlds, hand in hand. If you want the package that has a Google Ads, you're then looking at $449 a month. And honestly, you're going to have a better conversion rate with the Platinum package. That's at $249.
Okay. Yeah. Just go ahead and Cindy, go ahead and do it. Just make sure that she's legitimate and, you know, like look her up on the internet to make sure they're not a crock company. And then
of
just
course.
Then go ahead and take care of it.
Cindy, even while we're on the phone, I'll even let you look us up. I'll even send you everything in writing. I want you guys to feel comfortable. Okay.
All right.
We can get your social security number and everything like that, right?
Sure. You want my social security number? China?
we're good though. Yeah. You, it sounds good. It sounds like a good thing. So might as well do it. We're not doing no advertising whatsoever. So I mean, this
well,
will probably
Angie's
be great.
Lead. I told them about Angie's Lead.
Did you put the Angie's Lead on pause already? I hope.
Yeah, we put it on pause.
Okay, good.
It's just because they nagged us day after day after day, calling every single phone we had. So I was just like, go ahead.
Are you serious?
You know, just do it.
You're like,
yeah,
go ahead,
I mean, day after
it.
Day.
The bullet. Oh, man.
I'm the only one that has your number. I'm the one to contact. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what the other lady said the other day, too. She's the only one that has it. We were just like, what the hell's going on with these people? But okay. Thank you for your time and thank you for calling us and everything. Cindy will take care of all of it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Okay. So you and I, we're going to take our time going through all of this. I want you to, like, any questions you have, honey, you stop me, okay? So that's why I can clarify everything. So first thing I want to do is I want to send you everything in writing. What is the best email for you?
ac.drtx@gmail.com.
Okay, so ac.drtx@gmail.com, right?
Yes, and that's doctor spelled out.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
No worries. Okay. Well, and I thank you for telling me that, because if I could you imagine if I would have put the DR, I sent it to you and you're like, wait a minute, the first thing you said is don't be a scam. Okay. All right. So let's see here. let me just do this. So I'm going to be sending you these two text messages, okay? Now, the first text that you're going to be receiving, Cindy, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. I'm sorry if I sound stuffy. I've been fighting allergies all week. So sometimes I feel like I'm yelling, and I think it's because I can't hear myself, but okay. My husband the other day was like, why are you yelling at me? And I'm like, I'm not. I just can't hear myself talking. Okay, so this first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to outline everything that I told you that is included in this program. It's our platinum package. It's going to show that the price is $249 a month. Okay, again, that is no contracts. And then it's going to show also everything that we're including, as well as the website. Now, the type of website that I'm including for you is more of a customized website. I'll be honest, typically these websites are like starting at $2,500, just the website alone. Because your category is a qualifying category is why I'm able to get you that type of a website. What I love about it is it has the automatic SEO settings. We can add videos, pictures. So you can kind of see the demo on that in that email that I sent you, okay?
You guys create the website for us?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. We'll create it all for you. Yes. This is going to save you time. I can imagine. I know. And it can be kind of like hectic, right, when you're trying to figure it out or – we'll take care of it for you, honey. The only thing you'll need to send us, like if you have a specific business logo that you use, you'll send us the business logo. If you have certain photos or videos you want us to attach to that website, you'll send those to us, okay? But we're going to do all the work, all right? Now, the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system on how you can track all of your results with our program, okay? So I'm just sending that to you as well. And then let's take a look here. Now, on this phone number, Cindy, can you also get text messages to this phone?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a series of text messages, okay? So the first text, and once you get all three, just let me know so I can make sure you received all three, okay? So the first text is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I do like for you to have my information for your records, okay? So there goes the first one. Now, the second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact our customer service department. You, in fact, Cindy, are going to have a team that is dedicated to your account here within our company. And we're always here, Monday through Friday, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You are, in fact, 2 hours ahead of us. So we're always going to be here for you from Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Okay?
Okay.
And then this last text, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is about maybe 6 minutes long. I do recommend that both you and Mike watch the video. It's just going to demonstrate on how you go in and track your results with us, and I promise you it's nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
So I just sent all three. Let me know if you got all three of them, okay?
Yes, I did.
Beautiful. All right. Now, for the account purpose, I have, is your first name Cynthia and you go by Cindy, or is it Cindy?
No, it's just Cindy.
Okay. C-I-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Cindy?
Whitmire, W-H-I-T-M-I-R-E.
W-H-I-T-M as in Mary, I-R-E, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business, and this would be the best number to also reach you at, is that going to be the 559-826-9312?
Right now it is. We will be changing it to a more local number. So if, when it comes time for me to change it, I would just call this number that you sent me, right?
Are you from the northern part of Cali?
Okay, we're in Texas.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying because that 559 number, that area code, usually
yes.
That's for like up north.
Yes, we're from Fresno.
Oh, really? Oh, how cool. Okay. All right. So if at any time, like once you change the phone number, right, all you
yes.
have to do, Cindy, is call us so that we can update it. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
And then, okay, now the company name. Would you like it to read just as capital A, capital C, which is one word, AC, and then doctor with a capital D, AC doctor. That's how it should read?
It could read like that, or you can have the slash, A/, or I think it's
okay.
A forward slash.
Yes, forward slash. Do you want it with the forward
yeah.
slash? The AC
yes.
forward slash doctor? Okay. We'll
yes.
list it like that. I just want to make sure so this way it's uniform all across the board. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Now, Google's going to send out this PIN code to you in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard, and this is actually what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So, Cindy, what address do you want them to mail it to?
9677 Bonnie Lane.
Okay.
Quinlan, Texas, 75474.
Perfect. And I'm assuming, is this like your residence by chance, where you live?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
What we're going to do, hon, is we're gonna hide the address, okay? No one needs to know where you live at, only because you're
okay,
what's
great.
Considered a home office. It's not like someone goes to your place to pick out tile, okay? So we're going to hide
yes.
that address. Okay. Perfect. All righty. Now, let's go here. Let's see. All right. Okay. Now, Cindy, we're going to go over the billing. So for the payment, you're paying just a $249 today, okay? I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. That's for your protection. It'll be outlined as our service agreement. It's going to go over billing date. Now, it will say that it's a two-month verbal agreement, but, Cindy, we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months. You're still paying monthly, okay?
Absolutely.
It's also going to state in there that if you choose to cancel, you can cancel or pause this at any time. All I need, all we ask is that you just call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way they don't charge you. That is it. They're not going to charge you cancellation
okay.
fee. Okay? Okay.
Well, we can unpause it, right? And we'll still have the same.
Absolutely. So let me share with you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say it's kind of an off winter. Okay. Let's just say. And you decide, you know what? We're going to need to put this on pause. Okay, just call us 3 business days before that billing is due, okay, and just say, can you guys
okay.
pause my account? Now, we'll pause it, so you're not going to be charged, but we're not like optimizing it to the first page. So you're kind of like at a standstill, right? But you're not losing your
okay.
spot, but you're not also paying. Then, I mean, you could say, listen, can you guys put it on a seasonal hold for like 2 months? You know, right now things are just tough or whatever the case is, okay? You can do that. That's not a problem.
Okay?
All right.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's a good question to ask. I'm glad that you asked. I always say it anyways, but, hey, if you're asking now, let me just share it with you, okay? Now, for the billing, the card that you're using, Cindy, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It has my name and the business name on it.
Okay. How does your name read on there, hon?
Okay, it's AC with the slash, just like we discussed.
Okay.
Doctor, and then underneath it, it's Cindy Whitmire.
Cindy Whitmire. Okay, perfect. Same billing address as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
It is 5348.
Uh-huh.
7500. 108.
I'm sorry, what was that? I got the 7500, and then what was that?
1048.
Uh-huh.
8120.
I'm just going to repeat it back to you just to make sure I have it accurate. Okay. 5348-7500-1048-8120, correct?
That is correct.
Expiration month and year?
1226.
1226. And what's the CVV code on the back?
681.
681. Okay. Now, I want to put a security question on here for you on your account with us. So you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would be your security question? What would you prefer?
Mother's maiden name.
And what was your mother's maiden last name?
Young.
Okay.
And is there an account number that we reference when if I need to call or anything?
Anytime you call us, we're going to reference you by your phone number. Your phone number is going to always be your account number. Now, I'm going to explain to you why I'm putting the security question. Let's say, Cindy, you got a call from someone saying that they were local Splash, right? And you weren't quite sure, okay, because maybe they were asking you to pay $5, right? And you remember I told you you're never going to pay no more than $249. What you're going to do is you're just going to ask them, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay? We do it for that reason, because you just don't ever know. Now, anytime you get a call from us, always ask, what's my security question? We'll know it, so we'll tell you what the security question is. Now, if someone hangs up on you, then you know for a fact that was not Local Splash calling you. Okay.
Okay. So you guys have people claiming to be you that do call in. That is something that
I will tell you this. I haven't heard it happen in a long time. I had one guy, this was like a year ago. Okay. He remembered that I told him, because what happens, Cindy, is sometimes when you start having more presence online, you might get someone calling you, trying to sell you another type of online product. Or there might be someone trying to say they're us, right? Well, this guy, somebody had called him saying that they were Local Splash and he had to pay $5 to pay for his verification. And he was like, $5? They're like, yeah. He's like, what's my security question? And they hung up on him. Well, he had taken down the phone number and he called me. And he's like, Nadine, remember you said that if someone called you, that if someone had called me trying to like get more money out of me, claiming that they were you guys, to take down the phone number, disconnect the call, or ask them what my security question is, if I wasn't sure. He's like, and he told me what happened. He goes, this is the number. And I said, okay, perfect. We're going to take care of it on our end. You just never know nowadays. You know what I mean? So that's why we do it for that reason. I mean, this happened to this guy like a year ago, but after that, he never had any issues, and I haven't had that happen to anyone recently, but we always like to be precautious, okay?
Yes.
And that's just to protect you, okay? So before I process your payment, what I'm going to do, Cindy, is I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. As I mentioned, it's for your protection, and it will outline our service agreement as well, go over the billing date and so forth. Now, when I am walking you through it, okay, if there is something that you do not understand, do me a favor and you just stop me. All you have to say is, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I will go back, I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
AC doctor.
And that's with the slash in the forward slash in between the A and C, correct, Cindy?
That is correct.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Cindy Whitmire, owner.
And Cindy, do you authorize, did you also want to notate, I forgot to ask you this, do you want me to also list Mike as another person authorized to make changes to the account in the event you cannot make a change?
Yes, Michael Whitmire is the actual license holder, the Texas
okay.
state license holder.
Okay, so I'm going to put Michael Whitmire, and I'm going to put him down as owner, husband, can make, spell that right, needing changes to the account. Okay, and what's his phone number, hon? Just because if he were to call in, they're going to identify it's him by his phone number. So what's his phone number?
559-387-7390.
Okay. Now, his number's not going to be associated anywhere with the business. We're just notating it. So if you were to call in, they're going to say, okay, Mike, what's your phone number? And then he'll give it, and they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, it's him. Okay. So it's actually your number that we're speaking on. That's the one that's going to be listed for the business as of now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Cindy, do you also authorize your husband, who is also owner of the business, Michael Whitmire, to make changes to the account in the event you were not able to call in and make a change? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Cindy, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, also, like I said, just keep in mind that you might have someone calling you and trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us, Cindy. We're never going to call you to ask you for more money. And if you're unsure if it's us or not, just always ask for what your security question is, okay? Just so that you can confirm it's us on the phone. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, just to kind of explain this anyways, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Cindy, that your second payment will be charged on November 13th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means, Cindy, is that when your term is completed, it will just automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Okay? Now, we ask that if you choose to pause it or cancel it, at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't get charged, okay? So you know, just call 3 business days before the 10th, or before the 13th,
okay.
So that way you don't get charged if you need to cancel or pause it, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to be updating the package right now. I'm going to process the payment, and it's going to send you a receipt both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message. And then we'll go over it in a couple of minutes. Now, I don't know how your schedule looks on Monday, but I want you to start thinking about your schedule on Monday, because I'm going to actually schedule a client interview for you. Okay, now the client interview, Cindy, is where the magic is going to happen. You're going to speak with one of our technicians, and it can either take between 30 to 40 minutes. It might even take a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have, but you don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically, they're going to talk to you about the website, where to send pictures. They're going to talk to you about the areas we're targeting, your Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about more in detail, okay? So do you prefer something in the morning? Later on in the afternoon, what do you prefer so I can look at the schedule?
Okay, afternoon would work better.
So say something, because I have for Monday, these are the times that I have available. Whatever time I give you, honey, it's going to be your time, okay? So I do have a 4 to 5 and a 5 to 6. Do either one of those work for you?
Okay, would it be 5 to 6 my time or your time?
Your time. Anytime I give you one, it's going to be your time.
Okay, 5 to 6 my time would be great, because I pick up my son from school. I usually get back about 5 o'clock, so.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you down for 5 to 6. You're going to get this email coming from me, and it's just going to be your calendar invite. Okay, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just going to show that your appointment on Monday is going to be between 5 and 6 o'clock. Now, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now,
okay, yes, I will.
If for some reason when we call you, Cindy, let's say you're like not home yet, you need like maybe 5 or 10 more minutes, right? Just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes or call me back in 10 minutes? And we will call you right back, okay?
Okay.
And we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? And then let me get that set up for you. And then we're just going to go over a few notes, the receipt, and then you will be all set. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let me just send this one over to you. And then let's see. There we go. Okay. Now, on the AC, are you guys doing like heating? What do you want me to notate here, honey? Like as far as like your services, and it's just so that way my technicians know where to start from. Are you guys doing HVAC repairs, install?
We do HVAC repairs, that's heating and air conditioning, repairs and installs.
Okay, repairs and installs. Okay. Anything else you want me to notate? Service calls, thermostats.
Yeah, we do service calls, thermostats, maintenances. We do duct work.
Oh,
duct
you do?
Duct replacement. Yeah, duct replacement. Not duct cleaning, but we do duct replacement.
Duct replacement. Okay. You're not the cleaning. Okay. All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are fooled by the whole duct cleaning thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't realize if you're maintaining your system and you're keeping, you got filters, then your ducts should not be dirty and need cleaning.
Oh yeah, you know what? I'll tell you. I am always changing our filters. We change them like every other month, or not soon. Like during the summertime, we're changing them like every month.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's every other.
I see people showing, you know, they're doing the duct cleaning advertisements, and they're pulling out all this dust and debris out of the ductwork, and I'm like, that makes no sense, because the only way that stuff can get in the ductwork is if there's exposure. That means that there's an opening in the ductwork for that to come in, because if not, everything has to go through the filter and through the coil. before I could get to the duck work.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big money-making thing.
I'm going to tell you something. My friend, not to get off subject, but she wasn't always good about, you know, changing her filters. I mean, poor thing, she's a single mom, right? And she wasn't changing them, and her guy came out because she started having issues, and I guess it started freezing, you know, that one pipe that goes from the AC unit. And he told her, he's like, he opened it up. He's like, oh, my gosh, when was the last time that you changed your filter? There was, like, dust bunnies everywhere. Everywhere. I was like, girl, you need to change that filter. Austin, what is wrong with you? Oh, my gosh, call me if you need me to help you. It was, like, bad. He's like, you could have ruined your unit. You could have ruined your unit.
People don't change them, or they just take them out and don't even worry about it and not realizing, you know, what the damage they're doing to their unit.
Oh, my gosh. Not only that, all that junk that you're, like, inhaling, too, at the same time is disgusting. Yeah. Okay. Now, you did mention earlier, you guys are licensed and insured, Cindy?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. And then, now we're going to build you, let me go back. We said residential only, right? Or you do commercial too? Not right now?
I know my husband wants to, but we're just going to stick with residential right now.
Okay. If and when you guys want to start taking on commercial and you want to be found for that, just let us know and we'll update it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your Facebook business page, we're going to create it through your personal page. No one is going to see your personal page, right? It's just how they're created. So this way you have access to that Facebook page. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, let's take a look here. On, let me see. How do I find you on Facebook, hon? Are you just under your first and last name?
I'm under Cindy Whitmire.
Okay.
And then it has my maiden name in, what's that word? I can't pronounce it. Parentheses. I can't pronounce
it. Oh, the parentheses? It's okay. I mess up on it too.
It has my maiden name, Clary. I can't pronounce it.
You're like, you know what I mean.
Okay.
It's all right. I do the same thing. You have no idea. Sometimes I'm like, my husband, he'll tell me, how do you say that again? I'm like, leave me alone. Okay. Let's see if I can find you here. And what is it in parentheses, sweetheart? I'm sorry.
Clary, Clearry.
Okay. Oh, there you are. Okay, did you go to Atwater High?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I found you. Oh, now I can match the voice with the face. Okay, cool. All right, so now on your Facebook, one thing I'm going to tell you is I'm going to always encourage you that once we build you your business Facebook page, right, you're going to have access to it. So I highly recommend and I encourage you, Cindy, that when your husband completes a job, tell him to take a picture of it and you just post it on your Facebook, your business one, okay?
Okay.
So this way you kind of keep your content fresh, all right? Now, the other thing, so this is just an option, okay? It doesn't cost you anything, but instead of us listing your actual phone number there, we can put a tracking number that would actually be linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you would download from the App Store. And what it does is it allows you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or would you like us to put a tracking number? Totally up to you.
Let's do a tracking number.
Okay. And if you change your mind later and you don't want the tracking number anymore, then just let us know and we'll remove it. Okay?
Okay. But at least you get to get call to get calls, I have to install an app on my phone? Is that
No. You don't need to install an app to get the calls. So basically, I'll tell you how it's going to work. Let's say the tracking number is 123-456-7890. Okay, that'll be the number that they'll see on Google for your business. When they click on that phone number, it's going to ring to your phone number, the 826-3992. Okay, but we have an app from the App Store that you can actually download on your phone, okay? And that app is called a Splash Call app. It allows you to see your phone calls, your messages, and you can even block spam calls from the tracking number that we have set up for you. Okay?
Okay.
So are you interested in the tracking number? I mean, even if you're not now and you want to add it later, we can do so. It's not going to cost you more money. So it's totally up to you.
Yeah, let's do the track number, tracking.
Okay. And if you decide you don't want it anymore, just tell us. We'll remove it and put your actual phone number there. Okay. Either way, you're going to get the calls coming to you anyways, because they're not going to see your 559 number. They're going to see that tracking number. They're going to click on it and it's still ringing to your phone. Okay. The cash, the Splash Call app, all that does is it allows you to see the calls that you're getting through the tracking number, and you're able to see any calls that you missed, you know what I mean? So you'll be able to see that through the app that you download, okay?
Okay.
And then do you guys happen to have any pictures of work that you've done in the past?
Yes, I would have to, so I'd be able to go up there and upload them.
Or on Monday when you talk with your technician, they can tell you where to send them to. So at least you have over the weekend, you can kind of start gathering some of the pictures. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to have some photos. And then what about a business logo? Do you have one? Or do you need us to make you one?
I have one. Let me see if my husband wants to use it. I just created it. I just got the logo maker.
I'm going to put on here, has business logo, might want a new one. So when you talk to your technician on Monday, and over the weekend at least, you can get with your husband to see, do you want us to use this one, or do you want them to make us one? And then this way on Monday, you just let the technician know, oh, I have a business logo, or you know what, can you guys just go ahead and make it, and we'll make you one. If you like it, great. If you don't, then you don't have to use it, okay?
Okay.
So I'll put on here, has a business logo, might want a new one. And then you guys want to target a 50-mile radius, is that correct? Kind of keep it within the 50 miles?
Yes.
Okay. And then when we're communicating you through, like with updates, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text and email, because I'm always on the phone. So
okay.
Getting a
Perfect.
Hold of you sometimes during busy times.
You're like, too much.
Hard.
No worries. And then what are your hours of operation, hun? Are you guys Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Okay, we do, we are Monday through Friday. We do emergency calls on the weekends.
Okay, so
Monday
through
Friday?
What are your times?
9 to 5, and then emergency calls after 5.
Okay, and then emergency calls after 5 and weekends?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
So we have Cash App. We have Zelle.
Uh-huh.
We pay credit cards.
Okay.
And I do have Venmo.
Do you typically use it or no?
I've never ran into a situation where I've had to use it, so.
Okay, so do you want to just keep it off for now?
Yeah, let's just keep it off for now, because like I said, I haven't really ran into a situation
okay.
where somebody's asked to pay
no
for
worries.
It.
No worries. I would say the ones that you typically use, so I would assume cash, Zelle, credit cards, and Cash App.
Yes.
Okay. If at any time you start taking other forms of payments, just let us know. We'll update it. Okay. Or if you want one removed, we'll remove it. Okay. Now.
Okay.
The last couple of things. So I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. We sent it both to your email and we also sent it to you in a text message. It came either before or after your welcome one.
Okay. We sent a copy of your email. Please click here.
Yes. So you're going to click on when it says click here, and it's going to take you to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yes. Sorry, go ahead and certify it.
Yes. So you're going to certify where it says I certify that I'm the authorized owner and signer of the credit card. You're just saying basically it's your name on the card that you provided.
Okay.
And then you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there, and then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, because it should open up a page asking you to put a username and a password, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us, okay? Now, what this means, okay, is that in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you an email with this link, a username, and a password. That's why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to give you that demonstration. Okay? Now, just to kind of go over the last thing. So remember, on Monday, we're going to call you from that 877 number, okay, between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll send you the reminder an hour before. Starting from Monday, and I want you to gather these things, we also sent you an email. So there's some photos that we need, Cindy. It's called, it says action, photos needed. This is going to help us get you verified faster through Google. So there's a list on there, on that email that says, send us pictures of your tools, your equipment, your work truck, your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance, business registration. Send us a business card photo. Send us your photo of your invoice, if you have an invoice, or your workspace, meaning like where you kind of store your equipment, just kind of showing, like if it was in the corner of a garage, send us a picture of that, right? These photos are going to help us get you PIN verified faster, and it's actually more of a benefit for you guys, because basically Google's weeding out the illegitimate businesses from the businesses like yourself that are legitimate. Okay, so they're separating the cream from the fat, all right? Now, from your client interview, within 6 to 10 days, I need you to be on the lookout for a PIN code that's coming in the mail from Google. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Within 5 to 7 days, your Facebook page will be created. You're going to be listed in all of the directories, as well as getting your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed, as well as your Facebook ads will be live and running. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, like I mentioned to Mike, on the first page of Google, we always say that it'll take within 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver, and sometimes, Cindy, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? But we will also be sending you notifications as these things are being completed. So we're going to keep you in the loop too, right? We'll keep you aware of what we're doing on our end. And Cindy, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am super excited for you guys. I'm really glad that we're able to help you. I'm so excited. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, not at this moment.
All right, hon. Well, you have a beautiful weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.